the Environment Minister Tomáš Chalupa has changed plans by the head of Šumava National Park on how to battle the bark beetle, issuing a decision on Thursday that will still allow some logging in the park's most environmentally sensitive and protected areas, but will ban the use of heavy machinery or chemicals. Proposed intervention to fight devastation by the bark beetle in the national park had been at the forefront of a highly public battle between the park's director, Jan Strásky, and former colleagues, scientists and specialists who formed a shadow council to express opposing views. One of the members, Jakub Hruška, told me earlier on Thursday why protecting the most sensitive parts of the park is so important.
Always since the national park has been established, there is, the good reason to keep, 30% of the area without any intervention, and the rest, which is the 70% of the national park. We, of course, agree that the need must be the intervention against the bark beetle, because these 70% are the absolutely artificial forest monocultures done in 19th century on the place where originally broadleaf trees and the mixed forest has been originally. So this is definitely the part where we need to beat a bark beetle and then regrow there, the more natural forest. On the other hand, this 30%, which we would like to be non-intervented, are, at least half natural mountain forest, where is no reason to get to the bark beetle battle if it is national park. Man-made intervention is, generally to disrupt the natural regeneration of the forest, because is it not the same way if you do logging and if you don't do logging, because there will be a lot of dead wood and there will be a lot of non-damaged new seedlings which were naturally in the forest before. So this is the way how to get, the new, more natural forest than to make these any interventions.
Do some of these areas also include, for example, the famous bogs in the national park, which are...
Of course, yeah. Yeah, they include. All of these non-intervented area include all of these famous bogs. And one of these reasons why we protested quite hardly against the new plan of the Dr. Strásky, it was because they would like to do a logging at these bogs, which is nonsense from the natural science point of view.
What about the argument that if this 30% is left to the bark beetle and left to decay, that it will sort of damage the site as a tourist destination?
I don't think so, because I think that the tourists are interesting to see something like that, because in the Central Europe, there are not any natural forests since the 19th century. There are just the small remains of the natural forests. So to get, 10,000 hectares of the decaying natural forest, I think it's a big challenge for the tourists. And people would like to see it. It's not true that they don't like it.
If we look at the minister's decision, do you see it as a positive or a negative step?
It's definitely a positive step. On the other hand, the extent of this decision is not enough as we saw concerning the quality of the Šumava forest. So it's definitely the way forward, but for us, I think for the scientists, it's not enough completely.
If I may ask you to be specific, what are some of the areas where the decision falls short?
Specifically, there are still some parts in the south part of the national park which needs to be more controlled by nature. In the south part of the national park, there are still areas which needs to be protected more for the nature processes. And they are not included in this minister decision. At least at this part of the national park, we are not happy for this decision. Because it opened, specifically at this place, it opened place for, later on, maybe for some heavy touristic infrastructure like ski lifts and downhill slopes.
Jakub Hruška, a specialist and scientist there on the situation and developments concerning Šumava National Park.